Welcome to the Healing Petlos podcast. My name is Marianne Susi. I'm the founder of healingpetlos.com and author of the books Healing Petlos, From Grief to Gratitude After Petlos, The Healing Petlos Two-Letter Writing Technique, and Healing Petlos Guilt. In this episode of the Healing Petlos podcast, we meet angel dog Katie. As I begin the sacred spirit journey to connect with Joan's angel dog Katie, I immediately get an image of a beautiful, clear, deep blue sky with some white fluffy clouds drifting by. I then hear Katie say to Joan, "Our love is like the blue sky, infinite, ever-present. Clouds might cover or float by, but behind them is the blue sky. Look to the blue sky and know our love is forever. Return to the blue sky feeling and let the clouds drift by. I'm right here by your side as I ever was. Be at peace, my dear friend. My love holds you in its sweet embrace. Find the courage to enter that loving embrace that I hold you in and let go. Just let it all go and see, feel that I'm with you now and forever. Blue skies, nothing but blue skies, forever in our hearts. I'm yours always." Kate's touching, powerful message of love is so complete and beautiful that I almost feel that nothing more is needed, for she said it all so perfectly. What a precious soul she is. The blue sky follows me as I experience being in a wide open meadow with lots of blossoming wildflowers in many colors. Katie is walking among them. She looks beautiful, at peace, joyful, and radiating much love. Katie says, "Let the blue sky guide you to me. Look at or imagine the blue sky and think of me, and it will bring you to me." Shortly afterwards, we see Joan come walking towards us, and Katie runs towards Joan with joy. They come together and embrace warmly. All the pain and sadness is gone in an instant. In this moment, the eternal now, there is only the two of them and their love. Katie says, "You see, I was never really gone. I am always in your heart. Allow the grief, but don't get stuck in it. If you feel you're drowning in your grief, call to me, reach out to me, and feel the touch of my paw, the closeness of my love and warmth. And allow me to guide you out of the darkness and into the light, from the deep waters and onto dry land. Be with me right here, right now. Don't let your mind get in the way. But as you enter your heart, see and feel not only the heartbreak and the pain, but also, and especially, the love and the joy we shared and still share. Return to some fond memories and express your gratitude for the life we were blessed with together. Many don't get a chance to experience such a deep, special love. So let us acknowledge the blessings that we received with our love. When pain and grief come up, don't let it overshadow the love, the joy, and the peace, but let them go hand in hand. With deep love comes deep grief. It feels overpowering and unconquerable, but if you go within with my name on your lips, you will feel me near still. Allowing, let that be a guiding word for you these days. When you allow the grief, you also allow the joy. We had so much joy, didn't we? Share some memories with me in a little ceremony. Let it be a celebration of our life together. Let it be a thanksgiving, a giving thanks to the divine for putting me on your path, and I will do the same. I wake up in gratitude. I go to sleep feeling gratitude. I whisper your name with love in my heart. All is well, my dearest one, all is well. Your heart might not feel it yet, but surrender your heart to my love. I will take good care of it and bring healing to your sadness, to your grief." Our attention is drawn out in the surroundings again, and we look around at the landscape. There is such beauty. Katie says, "See me in the beauty of nature, in the blue sky as mentioned before, and meet me in your dreams. Our life together has not ended. It has shifted to the spiritual realm. As you walk forward, walk in faith. For I am with you now and forever. My love is yours." Katie guides Joan to pick certain flowers as they walk around together. and Joan ends up with the most beautiful and exquisite bouquet of wildflowers in many colors. Katie says, "Bring that bouquet with you as you go home, and think of me, of our meeting, as you look at it." Just as the divine created those beautiful flowers, the divine also created us and our love. As you go home, go with gratitude filling your heart and your whole being, and bring my love to share with those who wait and love you. They embrace, and Joan gives thanks to Katie for her love, wisdom, and gifts. As they release their embrace, a magnificent rainbow appears in the space between them. It grows, rises up to heaven, awe-inspiring in all its colors. Katie is radiant as she walks the rainbow. Halfway up the rainbow, Katie is met by Joan's angel dog, Mickey, who sends his love to Joan. As Mickey's love reaches Joan, it leaves her with the beautiful white feather in her hands. Joan holds the feather to her heart and gives a quiet thanks to Mickey for his love and his gift. Katie and Mickey disappear into the light. As the rainbow light evaporates, in its stead is diamond light, like tiny droplets, each in its own color. They fall all around Joan and bless her with their divine beauty. Joan walks home in peace, grateful for the sacred meeting and her gifts. At home she places a bouquet and a white feather where she can see them often. They light up her home and her heart. I say goodbye, give thanks, and end the journey. And that was the Sacred Spirit Journey with Angel Dog Katie. You can see photos, read, and listen to this journey on my website, healingpetlas.com. And if you wish to receive a message from your own animal friend that has passed, go to healingpetlas.com and click the link at the top of the page where it says "Receive a message." Blessings and peace to you and your angel animals.